countries, our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The American dream is to start a small business and develop it through years of hard work and investment. Millions of small businesses form the backbone of our economy, annually creating up to 80% of all new jobs. Location is the key to most businesses, and the entrepreneurs typically build their reputation at a particular spot. But lately, many have been greeted by a surprise message from City Hall. Their town is taking their property for the benefit of somebody else. A lifetime of effort is suddenly snuffed out by the arbitrary decision of a few councilmen or unelected city planners. The business owner can claim only an appraised value for the hollow building and the land that he actually owns, and he receives $0 for the goodwill and revenue stream from customers he has nourished over the years. A business that leases its property usually receives no compensation, and the employees get nothing. Sometimes a town announces a massive plan to seize properties for development long before it could become a reality. That depresses property values and lowers the appraised value, thereby reducing the price the town eventually pays. U.S. and state constitutions recognize the power of eminent domain, but prohibit governments from taking property unless for a public use, which traditionally meant building a public facility. The rationale was that some properties are essential to public functions, such as roads or even a city hospital, and there must be some way to deal with owners who refuse to sell. But activist judges have redefined public use to mean almost anything, including unproven claims of economic benefit to the community, and increasingly local politicians are ignoring constitutional limits. Citizen outrage about these intrusions into private property and enterprise has finally reached the Supreme Court, and we hope the court will stop these unconstitutional takings.
Judges have no constitutional authority to write new laws, yet power-grabbing judges have created new rights to same-sex marriage, partial birth abortion, and pornography. For more about these attacks in our culture and a new book by Phyllis Schlafly called The Supremacists, call 1-800-726-8096. That's 1-800-726-8096. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, some people have a way with words, others not have way. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the top show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, when Phyllis Schlafly was on the show with us, actually Beth brought this in, and it was kind of a late thing here. We quoted the Denver Post, if you remember, and the story went like this. Once again, four members of the American for Justice militia entered a judge's office to place a sitting judge under arrest. And we talked about this. Not that it should not have been done. I looked at the article, and I thought, well, that's odd. And it goes on and tells how they went into the courthouse and got him and took him out to the took him to the jail and booked him, and I kind of doubted that, but yet it was datelined to Denver Post. And Butch Paul, Pastor Butch Paul, is with me now, and Pastor Butch, give us a little background on what really happened here.
Well, as much as I would like to tell you that story is absolutely true, because it's needed desperately all this country, it was not an actual happening. I just got the phone with Rick Stanley in Denver, and you all know who Rick Stanley is.
Right, absolutely.
And he said that was a satire written up by the gentleman that I can't remember who wrote it, but it's on the article there. It was all satire, just I guess you could say wishful dreaming of the country that's going to hell. And that was what he just boiled down to, just something that give the people, I guess, a moment to think what should be going on, but it didn't really happen.
Well, I wondered about it, and we had several calls on this thing, wanted to know how to get a hold of him. I said, well, I didn't have time. I took for granted that it was real from the source that it came from.
Yes, well, I would have, too, if I would have saw the article first, especially coming from Denver Post, but then when I looked at the article and it said written by...
I saw that.
It's a good story.
I saw that.
Yeah, I thought, well, that does kind of give it away. And then we read down at the bottom of the last sentence, it said this was just a satire.
It says that on there?
Yes. Down toward the bottom of the page.
Huh.
So that was just a wishful, beautiful dream that we had men and women of the Almighty God that would have the courage to do something like this. And if this nation is going to be saved, it's going to have to happen, because the judges are out of hand. The courts are absolutely no longer constitutional courts. And that's what we're facing. But it was just a satire.
I see. It fit right in with what Phyllis Schlafly and I were talking about, because
yes,
she was talking also about how, hey, we need to do something with these judges that they don't want to uphold the Constitution. And they are more concerned about making the law than they are, than they are carrying out the law.
Absolutely. And I would love to see it happen. I sincerely mean that, Derry. I would to God it were true. And it was happening here in West Virginia and in Missouri and Texas and California. But it isn't true, unfortunately. I'm afraid that people still haven't got the courage to do this yet. But,
well, you know, the thing, see, I read this on the air. And I had not read it before. I am looking down here, and it says, Rick Stanley... I called Mark this morning regarding this issue. He feels that his satire is what is missing from America. I have to agree. I don't think that was on yesterday's copy.
I don't know. I cannot confirm or deny that.
Do what?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. But the point is, there's a couple things that after we discussed this kind of tipped my hand, because first place, I don't go in courthouses very often. But I believe if you did that, I've been in a federal courthouse one time, and I mean you would have thought that we were going to board an airplane.
Yes, or worse, yes.
Yeah. So I just thought at the time, I don't know how they would have gotten a hold of this guy. But
or got him out of there.
That's what I mean.
Yes. Yeah, that's as much as I would love to say that was a true story. It wasn't true. It was just a writing, a fantasy, I guess you could say.
Well, I apologize to my listeners.
No problem. You're not the only one to bid on that, so don't bother you. But I will let you know about that, Derek.
You know, there's some days you can, there's some days you can't, and there's some days you wouldn't if you could.
Well, you know, I don't think the first mistake we ever made, so I don't worry about it.
Well, it doesn't bother me, except we should have checked it out in more detail.
No problem. That's why I want to give you a heads up on that.
Okay, and I appreciate your call, Bastard.
You take care, my friend.
You bet. Bye-bye. The other day, I mentioned the fact that Bush finally did something right. And let me kind of bring you up to date on what it was. The Bush administration announced that it has agreed to pay $16.7 million to a group of San Joaquin Valley farmers and irrigation districts whose water deliveries were cut to protect endangered fish. Now, the environmentalists didn't want them to pay. They've been to court. They went to a U.S. Court of Claims. They, meaning the farmers and the water district people, they won their court case. The Justice Department is supposed to cough up $16.7 million. I say the Justice Department is. I would have thought it would have gone through the endangered species, so it should have been probably Fish and Wildlife or somebody else. But Bush says he told the U.S. Justice Department to settle the case despite widespread warnings that it would lead to a flood of similar claims. Well, it should lead to a flood of similar claims because, and, you know, all those farmers at the Klamath, in that Klamath Basin, they should all come back and get millions and millions and millions of dollars out of this thing because that, if you remember, when they cut the water off, and Bush could have done something about that, but he didn't do it. And I've been very, very hard on Bush, on the air at least, because he didn't do this. He knuckles under these environmentalists. And I said, well, finally, he has done something right, and he told the Justice Department to go ahead and pay their claims. Well, I don't see how he could have done anything else. I mean, you know, the farmers won, the environmentalists lost. And if the government took money, if the government took property that they didn't have any right to, then pay for it. Okay, now Bush is doing something else right. I'm going to come back and tell you, I'm beginning to kind of like the guy a little bit. I could have liked him a lot more if he would have started this 4 years ago. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Back. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. And I may get a call from John Robb here in a little while. I'll tell you there, Scott, just in case John Robb calls, tell him, yes, we definitely want to hear what he has to say. But anyway, I have an article here that's kind of interesting the way it's written. And I said, you know, Bush could have been doing this stuff a long time ago. And this article starts out, "It appears the Bush administration's weakening of environmental protections is going to continue into a second term." He didn't do anything the first term. That's what I've been upset about for 4 years. Now he's starting to do something. Well, if he'd have started 4 years ago, we could have made some progress by now. Anyway, the U.S. Forest Service last week announced plans to rewrite the National Forest Management Act. Now, this goes back to 1976 when that act was passed. And it's going to make forest planning more timely and cost-effective. The U.S. Forest Service says the new approach is a way for forest managers to respond more quickly to changing conditions such as a threat of wildfire. Environmental groups have got their noses out of joint on this thing. They don't like the idea. They were incensed at two of the elements in the 160-page document. They predict the new rules will lead to more logging. Well, that's what we shouldn't have quit logging in the first place. That's what trees are for. You cut down the trees and you build stuff, and more trees grow back, and they grow back faster than you can cut them down, regardless of what the environmental wackos tell you. Anyway, the agency would give regional supervisors, now we're talking about in the Forest Service, the ability to develop or revise forest management plans without an environmental impact statement. See, those things have been holding up progress for a long time. The plans affect logging, grazing, mining, gas drilling, skiing, road building. In other words, what we would normally consider, what sensible people consider normal use of the forest, it would go back to doing that without these environmental impact statements. Another major point is the proposal to eliminate the mandate that forests be managed to maintain viable populations of fish and wildlife. Now, what is a viable population? They never have a viable population as far as the greeny weenies are concerned. I mean, you know, if you kill a dozen fish, hey, that's a bad. Remember just a few years ago in the summertime when we were fighting those fires and they let four people die because they would not take a helicopter in and dip water out of a river because there was an endangered species of fish in there? I mean, talk about ignorance gone to seed, and maybe this will throw a little bit of light on this sort of thing. Anyway, this visible population rule is what so many of these lawsuits came up from, like couldn't log because of the spotted owl. Anyhow, Bush has finally decided after 4 years, you know, he was afraid that if he didn't cuddle up to the greenies that he wouldn't get elected. But he upset a lot of other good folks that lost jobs because of the greenies that they wouldn't vote for him. Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Telephones. Diana from Nebraska. Hi, you're on the air, Diana.
Yes, I have a question for
Speak
you.
A little louder, would you please? Yeah, your radio is on. Go ahead and turn your radio off, and then when we get your radio turned off, then you can come back, and you should have done that by now. Hi, you still there?
Sorry.
Nope, I still hear the radio.
There you go.
There, okay.
My question is that all these state parks, what do they do with the money that they charge the campers for, you know, camping and fishing, for the utilities and stuff like this? I mean, if it doesn't go to helping the campground and stuff.
I have no idea. And, you know, we talked about the other day, and I think John Robb's going to call in here, and this is one of the things. Is he there? I'm going to let John answer that question. Are you with me, John?
Yeah.
Did you hear the question?
No, I didn't.
Okay, this lady from Diana from Nebraska, she says she wants to know what these parks, and she said state parks, but I'm sure she's referring to not only state parks, but federal parks as well, national parks. What do they do with the money that they collect when they, you know, they charge you to come on the grounds, they charge you to fish, they charge you to camp, they charge you to do anything that you're going to do? What do they do with that money?
Well, that's supposed to be part of their maintenance budget when they first passed that resolution, or I don't think it's an act of Congress. I think it was just a policy that was approved maybe by executive order by President Clinton. And so they're supposed to use that as actual maintenance budget. Remember, they were touting a huge deficit in maintenance funding and needs for these parks, and it's true. And so that's what they're supposed to be using these funds for. But it's just like the Fish and Wildlife Service and these state conservation departments. You know, they charge fees for hunting and fishing and all sorts of other things. And they, like Jim Beers was telling us the other day on your program, they Shanghai those funds and use them for all sorts of other projects that they want to do for whatever.
See, I don't. Diane, are you talking about a park that is owned by the state of Nebraska, or are you talking about a national park, or?
I've been to, I come from South Dakota.
Okay.
And I've been up in the parks up in South Dakota, and they're maintained quite well. And my family moved down here to Nebraska. And I've seen some of the parks. Now, they used to be maintained very well and kept up. And now, they're just not being maintained and kept up. And I thought that was what the money was being charged for. The rates keep going up. The prices keep going up for everything that you want to do to a park, such as camping or fishing or whatever.
Right.
But nothing is being done to take care of the park to make sure that this stuff is actually being done.
John, you probably, you've tried to keep up on this sort of thing better than I have. What do you think?
Well, just like I said, I don't see a problem with collecting fees to use these facilities if they use the fees that they collect properly to make the things more enjoyable for all of us and keep them maintained. I don't see a problem with that. But when they start using these dollars to chase off after environmental agendas and, you know, protecting polywogs or something that, you know, we've already got more of those than we need anyway, that's when I think it becomes illegitimate.
Yeah, I don't know the situation at all, Diana, but, you know, we need to be able to audit these bureaucracies. I almost call them organizations, these bureaucracies. And all this information should be made public. You know, I belong to several little organizations. Montauk County Fair at California, Missouri is a good example. And every year they send out a statement. You get to, as a stockholder, you get to see all of the details of where the money came from and where it went. And, you know, as a citizen, that sort of information should be published. And to my knowledge, it is not. Is it, John? Did you ever see anything like that?
No, I have not. You know, that's what we're trying to do here now. You know, the other day I was on your program. We were talking about this issue down in Douglas County, Missouri, about where these folks were given a bunch of tickets by some over-enthusiastic federal and state agencies. And that's one of the things we're trying to do now. We're trying to find out just exactly what all these folks are doing and what their funding and their budgets are and what they're doing with these tax dollars to actually improve conditions for the folks that are paying the taxes and using all these facilities and so on.
Yeah, it seems like they're more concerned about just going out and harassing local citizens than they are, you know, trying to use the money in a progressive manner.
Well, they're doing a lot of good things, no doubt about that. But you know, they're getting a little bit too enthusiastic about some of these areas that serve no purpose at all, really, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, people have lots of ideas about how we should manage our public facilities and natural resources and all that. We just need to have a debate, further this debate, and make it open the books. Let us see what they're doing, and see if we the rest of us that's paying the tab, see if we approve of what they are doing. Right now, I don't think there is enough auditing or. Just like this lady in Nebraska is saying, you know, where's this money going to, and what are they using it for?
Okay, Diane, thanks for the call. John, if you'd hold on through the commercial break, I have a couple of interesting comments here. I'd like to hear from you. We'll be right back, and our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome. ¶¶
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning. Do you and your friends and family understand what these words really mean? Get the video, Not So Smart Growth. Filmmaker Timothy Smith documents how property rights are being destroyed by the plan, Vision 2020, and the approved land use plan. This is the plan being used to restrict you from making private land use decisions and moving people off the land into sustainable communities. Not So Smart Growth recorded events as they unfolded in South Carolina, but this is the same plan being used all across the country, yes, even where you live. Get the video, Not So Smart Growth, and show it to everyone you know. This will wake people up to what is really going on in America and how serious this issue is. To order Not So Smart Growth, send $17. Check cash or money order to Smart Growth Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
This coming Monday, January the 3rd, Wendell Fleshman will be holding the first special calf and yearling sale of the new year at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, these special sales are in conjunction with the regular Thursday sales where all classes of livestock are sold. All sales start at 11 in the morning. For this special calf and yearling sale for this Monday, January the 3rd, Wendell already has several top quality consignments, including a 60-head string of fancy 5-weight Angus calves, all white tagged and weaned from Jim and Keith Swearingen. Also, G&J Farms will be in with a 30-head string of black and black baldy calves weighing 5 to 5.5. They've all had their shots and they're weaned. Donald Lloyd is selling 35 black and black baldies weighing from 4.6 bits to 5.25, white tagged and weaned. And James and Greg Maher are selling 25 black baldies weighing in the 6s. Now, these are just a few of the consignments for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, January the 3rd at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who says the easiest way to find something lost around the house is to buy a replacement. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. John, we were talking about what the government does with this money and how we need these audits. Let's go on to the telephones. Carlene in Salem, Missouri. Hi, you're on the air, Carlene.
Yes, Mr. Brownfield, I'm so glad that you have this show. We really appreciate the things that you stand for.
Well, thank you.
This is a little bit off the line, but we have been paying since we moved here. We bought a piece of property, and it's surrounded by forestry, and we have to pay the forestry to cross their land to get to ours. It's a one payment each year, but still yet it's kind of galling because we do pay our taxes, and we just feel this is not right, especially when we found other people that don't have to pay.
Okay, what do they charge you?
Well, right now it started out as $30 6 years ago, and one of the officials told us that we should feel lucky because it hadn't gone up until last year, and it went up to $75.
Really?
Yeah. And so it's been kind of a
Do they have a decent road?
No, we maintain it.
You have to maintain the
road.
Well,
we have to maintain our portion of it, which is 125 feet. Now, we pay $75, and he said it's going to go up again.
How far is it in the forest that you have to travel?
Well, the fire road has been made a county road because kids moved down below us, and so they put it into a county road. But we're just off of the county road, about 125 feet on one end and 75 on the other.
So,
and we have kind of a circle drive, and there's just that much property right there that we have to cross that's theirs.
Just a few hundred feet, really.
Yeah, it's 125 feet.
And they charge you $75 a year to allow you to do that?
Yes, and not only that, then he said, well, if you had a road here before, I think it's 1954, that they would not charge us for that because they had a name for it, and I've forgotten now what it is. I'm kind of nervous. Can't hardly say
that. Don't be nervous. Hey.
But anyway, he said, and we do have that road. However, it's been blocked off. They blocked it off at the other end when the previous owners brought the road in this way. Well, they blocked off our old road, which now we can't use. They put a pile of dirt right at the end of it.
You know, this is just typical. You are considered an inholder. You're a bad person as far as the feds are concerned, because we're talking about Mark Twain National Forest, and this is a federal forest. And they don't want you there, and they're going to do everything within their power to harass you, to keep you out. And this is just one little thorn that they can stick in your side. John, what do you think?
Well, it sounds like some local official there is really trying to be helpful to her. Maybe they could. Maybe she could investigate trading roads and begin using the other road or something. And
well, one of the things he told me was that he couldn't do anything about it, but if somebody went to Congress and put a petition before Congress, that they could probably make it a one-time fee and sell the entrance to us. What do you call it? Easement to us, and it would just cost us one time. But he couldn't do that. He couldn't. That would be in our best interest and not theirs, and so it's kind of conflicting. And he said, but if we put some kind of a petition before the Congress and get that changed to where we would just pay a one-time fee, then we'd never have to pay again, and the easement would go to following owners, you know.
Well, I believe that's just what I would do, and I'd contact my congressman and Senator Bond and Senator Talent, write them a letter, explain the situation, and ask them to help you.
Okay. Well, we wrote to Joanne Emerson and a couple others, and they couldn't help us. They said that the forestry had a right to do that and blah, blah, blah. So we kind of hit a roadblock, and I don't know anything about government. I mean, I really don't know anything about politics.
You'll learn.
Well, I'm learning that if you don't have a whole lot of money, you're not anybody.
Hey, why don't you get her number, and I'll get it from you after a while, and I'll call her and see what I can do.
Okay, just hang on,
right.
Carlina, because Scott is on the phone. Scott, get Carlene's telephone number. Would you do that? Just hang on, Carlene. I don't know. We have a caller here that wanted to know about the federal government owning land, and I just looked up in the Constitution of the United States, and we've mentioned this time and time again, the federal government has a right to own 10 square miles of land, which is a District of Columbia, that may be used as a seat of the government of the United States. And then all the land, according to the Constitution, the government can own is for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. So this whole thing about government land is unconstitutional. But who pays any attention to the Constitution anymore? Now, did you hear what I said a moment ago, Scott? You got her phone number. Okay. Go to Ron. That'll be all right. Hi, Ron. You're on the air.
Hey, good to be on the air with you this morning, Derry.
Okay.
I'm the one that had the question about that, about, according to my understanding, and just like you just said, that the federal government is not allowed to own any f- a federal forest or anything like that. So just what we allow them to do, I suppose.
Well, see, I just read that out of the Constitution.
Right.
They can own the Washington, D.C., that's federal land. And they can own the land that a courthouse sits on, and a fort, or an arsenal, or a dockyard, or other needful buildings. But the founding fathers, that's the last thing they wanted the federal government to do. This goes back to King George of England. He owned all the land, and they didn't want King George here in the United States to own that land. But the way it's turned out, you see, and this lady now, Carlina from Salem, Missouri, the feds did not own the Mark Twain National Forest. Now, I can't remember what years it was, but we had a caller the other day that called in when we were talking about the wild hogs, and she said that was her people, her family that moved out of there. She said, we own thousands of acres of that land, and we left. And this left our livestock there, and that's where the wild horses came from, and some of the wild hogs came. But a lot of people did that because during the Depression years of the 30s, the only way you could make any money in the forest was to have a still out there.
Right.
And you had to keep that pretty well hid. Well, anyhow, the legislature, the state of Missouri, deeded that land over to the federal government, which was about the dumbest thing. I mean, our state legislature has done a lot of dumb things, but that is the dumbest. And it should never have been federal land. But I guess in the state of Missouri, they do have a legitimate title to it because our legislator gave it to them.
Well, I understand that. But still, like it says in the Constitution, which nobody pays attention to anymore, but they're not allowed to own it, so regardless of how they come by it, they're still not allowed to own it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Ron. Let's go to Lloyd in Nebraska. Hi, Lloyd. You're on the air.
Yeah, Derry. This lady that on this land, there's laws on the books that say that you can't sell a piece of ground that's landlocked. And it sounds to me like they are forcing them to pay a fee for something that is guaranteed by law. Do you know what I'm...
Well, I know what landlocked is. I owned at one time 250 acres of land. It was landlocked.
Right.
And I never did have an easement. We just had good neighbors. And I finally bought myself a right-of-way to get into this property.
But you didn't have to.
No, you can force your way through.
The law requires, at least in Nebraska, because we had a pasture on the river that was that way, and we used the neighbor's turn road to get to it, and finally that didn't work out, so the county opened the road on the section line, and we had to build it, but... do some fill and cutting and what have you so we could use it, but other than that, it didn't cost us anything.
All right, now let's go back to cutting and filling. This land is on federal government, and if they cut and fill, they're going to destroy some little fairy shrimp's habitat or something, see? That's part of what this ridiculous Endangered Species Act does.
Right. But they're ignoring some of the old land laws that... somebody needs to go back and study.
Okay, hang on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit ArcInstitute.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Okay, Carlina's back. Carlina, you have another comment. This is the lady that's landlocked in the National Forest.
Well, they tell me it's not landlocked because I have neighbors on the back side of me, but the one will not give us an easement, and the other one would, but to get to him, we'd have to cross the government property again. So there's no help there, or his adjoining neighbor. So there's no help there, but I asked him what would happen if I didn't pay this, and he told me, he looked at me and he said, "We'll ruin your credit."
Hey, you ruin your credit? Hey, listen.
And I said, to me, that's kind of blackmail, you know? You either pay or you get your credit ruined. You know, we've got good standing credit. We don't want that, but still, you know, for $75, come on.
How many acres do you own in that area?
We own 40.
40 acres.
Yeah.
So it's a quarter of a mile square if it's square.
Exactly. It is square.
I don't know. I don't know. John, do you have any further comment on her situation?
Well, I'll just have to talk to her off the air.
Yeah, okay.
Look into it. You know,
I have to give him credit. The man that we spoke with, you know, he was very nice, and he, you know, acted like he really hated the situation, but he said his hands were tied, and the only thing I could do would be go to Congress, you know.
Well, all I can say is I know Joanne Emerson. She's always very helpful, and maybe if we can get her the information she needs, why she might be able to help it along a little bit. And Senator Bond, I've dealt with him many times, and he's always very helpful. So if it's something we need from Washington, D.C., maybe we can find that way to get some help for her.
Okay, thanks for the call. And, John, I appreciate you taking an interest in this. Let's go to another John. This one lives in Tennessee. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. That's a great story about the citizen's arrest by militia of Judge Wilson, and it really did happen.
Not last week.
It happened in the Revolutionary War.
Really?
And you can do a Google search on a Judge James Wilson. He was on the U.S. Supreme Court and a congressman, and he signed the Declaration of Independence. And he was arrested in a citizen's arrest in 1779 by the militia and it resulted in a huge gunfight that killed many people.
Really?
And they were later, everybody was later pardoned, presumably Judge Wilson included. And later on, to avoid arrest in debtor's prison, he went insane and hid out at the house of another Supreme Court justice. And this is according to the website at USA Today, which is conlaw.usatoday.findlaw.com. So you were right.
Well, the story was very misleading.
Yes. I
apologize for using it.
Well, I spent several hours on the Internet, thanks to you yesterday, researching that. Good story.
Yeah, you didn't have anything else to do. Come on.
Well, I didn't.
Hey, thanks for the call, John. Let's take the final break of the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The end of cheap oil, says National Geographic. Today, Mr. Smith is with us to answer the question of the week. How will $50 plus per barrel oil affect Americans' pocketbooks?
High oil prices are a troubling issue for investors. It sucks buying power out of American pocketbooks. Oil prices have jumped from $17 in 2001 to over $54 in 2004. Historically, higher oil prices also bring higher gold prices and other commodity prices. Another oil spike could tip us into a recession or worse. I strongly recommend diversifying a small portion of your assets into tangibles as a hedge against the coming oil crisis.
Oil terrorism. Are you ready for it? Find out in Mr. Smith's newest report, Restoring the Standard, free by calling now 800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUY-COIN. That's 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Get answers. Go to AskMrSmith.com.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west, or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Okay, we're in the home stretch here, John. You said you had a couple more comments you'd like to make.
Yeah, I'd just like to, just for a moment, speak about these tickets the Dalton family received.
All right, now let's bring our listeners up to date. The Dalton family are the wild hog people. Okay, that's the family that the Department of Agriculture, as well as the Forest Service, et cetera, I don't remember who all was involved in this. They wrote them, what, 9 tickets, didn't they, because they were trapping wild hogs?
Well, they're actually 10.
10 tickets, all right.
And 2 of those tickets carry a maximum $10,000 each fine. And we're trying to raise some public opinion here and get some interest to cause these folks to look at this again. It looks like they've made a terrible mistake here. I'm talking about the Ag Department of the State of Missouri, and they possibly are going to maybe rescind those tickets or cancel them. We just encourage them to do that. And then again, with these tickets, Conservation Part of the State of Missouri and the Forest Service, you know, we're talking about a working family here that are highly respected in their business and their neighborhood. They might have made a small mistake here, but it certainly wasn't of the magnitude of what they received from the State of Missouri and the Forest Service. So we just think all these folks need to look into this before this gets to be bigger than all of us want it to be.
See, I don't see that they made any mistakes. They were doing exactly what the I read all that information when we had her on the air. Kathy, I believe, was her first name. Kathy Dalton. We had her on the air. I read all of the information that the Department of Conservation put out about wild hogs, and they want them killed. They want them trapped. The USDA even brought the traps out there and helped them put the doors in the traps. They furnished the trap doors. And the wild hogs, right in the Conservation Department's information, says wild hogs are not wildlife. And it goes on and on and on about how these are just that they want them off the land because they destroy the other wildlife. And it goes on telling about all of the damage that these wild hogs do, and they want them. See, I think, and you brought it up the other day, John. I think what they're trying to do is make an example out of these people. Just like Kathy said before she went off the air that day, she says, well, I'm not going to fiddle with wild, because I kind of kidded her. I said, if I come down, will you help me kill a wild hog? And she said, I'm through with these wild hogs. She says, let them root up the forest. Well, I think maybe that's what the Conservation Department wants, because that way then they can charge. You know, people would pay $100 to go down there and shoot one if the Conservation Department would set some kind of a situation up for them, would they not?
Well, probably, but where the mistakes is made, I believe, is on the government's part, and that's who I'm saying.
Oh, okay, yeah, but I don't think the Dalton family made any mistakes.
Well, technically, they could be required to have a hunting license to be running around out in the woods, and so, you know, that's a...
And not carry a gun?
Well...
They didn't have guns with them.
Well, you know, training dogs, I mean, there's all kinds of technicalities that the Conservation Department has in the law in order to be able to deal with individuals that aren't willing to obey the law, like the Daltons obviously are. So it's just a situation that's not very good, and I agree with you. I don't think the Daltons did anything out of line at all, except trying to help the Forest Service get rid of some of their hogs, which they're begging people to do. And so I just think the government needs to look at this thing again and see if they can't get this straightened out.
Yeah, what's the difference? They called it a sting operation. What's the difference between a sting operation and entrapment? Because it was definitely entrapment.
Well, you know, I mean, like, these guys are working undercover here to spend a lot of time and effort and tax resources to do an undercover operation. I think if they want to do those kind of things, we've got a lot of other areas where they could be investigating terrorists and illegal aliens and all sorts of things these undercover agents could be doing. I don't think investigating a law-abiding, upstanding family like the Daltons is the proper thing for them to be doing.
And we are out of time. We'll just turn the show over to Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN.com.